I love all my kids, but you've stuck out quite a bit to me. So I want to introduce Diacre Chris by his friends, Chris Segarra.
They're fleeing their country because of war, violence, or persecution.
I had never heard about this event before, so I didn't plan a speech.
And most likely they'll never go back home. I'm at the Refugee Focus, which resettles and assists the newcomers. It joins many civic and faith-based groups around the world to host the World Refugee Day. And the goal is
to bring attention and awareness to the refugee plight across the world.
That's the director of Refugee Focus, Craig Thorson. He has been working with refugees off and on for more than 40 years. And back then, he says, things were different.
There weren't developed networks. They were very informal. Those refugees came to camps, military camps in the United States, and then were dispersed across the country through organizations like mine.
Today, the resettlement has become more structured, while the number of asylum seekers is climbing through the roof.
In Arizona, we will see this coming year 5,000 refugees. About 75% will come to Phoenix from Iraq, the Congo, Syria, Somalia, Iran, Afghanistan.
But there are others, like Omari Habonimana from Burundi, working 7 days a week, oftentimes two shifts in a row. He says America is the best thing that could have happened to him and his seven kids.
No, I said that is a gift from God, because many people in Africa, they are looking a chance to come in America, but the chance they can't get.
The World Refugee Day isn't only about the awareness. There is at least one more reason behind it, which is to celebrate, with ethnic dishes and music, the resilience and the spirit of refugees. For KJZZ News, I'm Regina Revazova.